It's amazing how time flies because it seems like we were just stuffing the truck yesterday. And here we are once again, stuff the truck, donation drive for Providence House this Friday, Gateway Plaza, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. I believe my shift is 10 till 7. Bill Wills and Mike Snyder holding down the fort before that. And of course, we're just trying to support Providence House, keeping kids safe, families together during crisis. And we need donations, whether it's children's items like clothing, underwear, backpacks, household items, dish soap, trash bags, paper towels. Gift cards are important to Target, Walmart, Giant Eagle, amongst other places. Monetary donations are huge, though. You can text Stuff the Truck to 41444. Also visit provhouse.org/stufftheTruck, or they could call the phone bank. You could call the phone bank on June 26th. Natalie Leake, president and CEO of Providence House, joining me right now. And I mentioned monetary donations are really, really important. And that's because, Natalie, you know what these kids need. Your staff knows what they need. All these other items are needed, but when you have money in hand, you can go get exactly what is needed the most.
Absolutely. Yeah, and every child is coming with their own special needs. They're newborn through 12 years old. It could be a prescription medication we need to get. It could be, you know, special equipment or, you know, something that they need to help us care for them more effectively. So monetary donations are huge. We are 80% privately funded at Providence House. So it just gives us the flexibility to provide these babies and kids with what they need in the moment that they need it.
All right. I'm going to throw out some numbers, some comments, and then you comment. Okay. I want to do mention that monetary donations are 100% tax deductible, but for somebody who just donates $100, tell them about the welcome suitcase for these kids.
So when children arrive at Providence House, and we're a crisis nursery that provides residential care, 24/7 care with awake staff for up to 90 days for kids whose families are in really difficult crisis situations, when they arrive, it's literally clothes on their backs often. They are not coming with any material resources or possessions. And so when they come, we provide them with what we call a welcome kit. And in there is our 5 new sets of clothing, outerwear, underwear, personal toiletries, a teddy bear, a blanket of their own, so that when they're arriving with us, they have this wonderful warm greeting and all of these things. And for a lot of our kiddos, this is the first new set of clothes or new shoes that they've had. And it's a really, really special way. The $100 gift helps us fill that suitcase so that that child is getting that amazing gift when they arrive at our door.
All right. You work with more than 120 community partners across Greater Cleveland. And last year alone, you served families from 29 zip codes in 19 cities across Northeast Ohio.
Correct. And this year, the reach is even further because our East Campus is operating. We started admitting children in 2025. Mm-hmm. This year, it will be close to 40 zip codes that we are serving with families who need a safe place for their children. And this is East Side, West Side, South Side. Kids are coming from all of these communities. And I think there is this, you know, misunderstanding or misinterpretation that everybody's, you know, a poor inner city family. Mm-hmm. Crisis is happening in North Olmsted, in Westlake, in Garfield, in South Euclid, in Cleveland Heights. These families are coming from every community in Greater Cleveland.
When somebody hears you, once again, I'm talking to Providence House President and CEO Natalie Leake about Stuff the Truck this Friday, Gateway Plaza. When you say crisis, what do you mean by that? What all does that word entail? So somebody out there who might be wondering knows.
You know, I think that there's this preconceived notion that families are showing up at 2 a.m, you know, the house is burning down, and that, you know, that can happen. And certainly we're open 24 hours a day, but most of our families have really been struggling with unemployment, underemployment, living in poverty, have lost jobs and then lost housing and can't afford the rent or to keep the heat on or to buy food for their children. So we see everything from homelessness to domestic violence. We see families that are struggling with mental health and addiction issues that are afraid to get treatment because they don't have anyone to care for their children and they don't want to lose custody. They don't want their children taken away. And so, you know, we really believe that, you know, a parent who's lost a job or maybe lost an apartment or is struggling with mental health or addiction, they need help. They don't need to have their children taken from them. So we give the kids a safe place to be while we then connect that parent to those 120 plus partners in the community to get them the support, the treatment, the education, the jobs, all the things that they need so that their children can safely return home to them.
How proud are you and your staff that 87% of your families self-referred last year based on a recommendation from somebody who's worked with you and had a positive experience?
It's huge. I mean, I think anybody that's listening to this that owns a business or even the radio station, you know, referral is the best measure of how successful, how much community trust you hold. 87% of families in crisis who could have chosen 1,000 other things for their children and their family chose to knock on our door first. That is a huge testament to the trust that these families have in our program, that they feel that we, the quality of care we give to their children. You know, we run into families. I ran into a woman that's a server at Windows on the River last week who came running up to me and gave me a big hug, whose children are now teenagers that stayed here as toddlers. And she said, "You saved my life. You saved my family. If you weren't there, I don't know where we would be today." This is years after she came to us.
That's got to make you feel great.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. On average, children stay with you for about 32 days. When you say stay, let's just take those 32 days. What do they get in those 32 days? How are they taken care of in those 32 days?
So children can stay actually up to 90. So 32 is an average. It really depends on the level of crisis in a family. We may have a family that needs us for a week during a parent's medical procedure, or they may be here the whole 90 days because we're doing an inpatient, drug treatment, or we're trying to secure housing that's not full of lead, you know. But in the time that children are here, it is 24/7 care. It is awake staff 24 hours a day, one staff for every 5 children. And they, depending on their age, if they're school age, we're driving them to and from school. We're meeting with teachers. We're going to doctor appointments. We're providing on-site activities all day long, field trips in the community. We're doing early childhood education. We're doing play-based therapy to work on developmental milestones like speech and communication and fine motor skills. We have a library, a dramatic playroom, an art room. So kids are getting all of this amazing interaction all day long, 24 hours a day. And we provide medical care for children. They all get well child exams while they're with us. But, you know, most importantly, for a lot of our kiddos, it's a chance just to be a kid. It's a chance not to worry, am I going to eat tonight? Where am I going to sleep tonight? Are the police going to show up at my house tonight? Like all the things that our kids have had to experience in their very young lives that are traumatic and scary. And it's a chance for them to be in a safe place with surrounded by loving care 24 hours a day while we help that parent, when most of our parents are single moms, while we help them rebuild their lives, be the parent they want to be, and be that safe place for their children to come home to.
Talking to Natalie Leake, President, CEO of Providence House. All right, I saved what I think is the best number for last. For the last 16 years, 99% of Providence House families have stayed together. That is an incredible success rate.
Yeah, it's huge. 16 consecutive years. So you know, I think people look at our program and they're like 32 days and you turn these lives around. You know, how many of these families really make it through? 99% for 16 consecutive years had their children safely come back home. They work their tails off while their kids are here. They are connecting to every resource we can point them to. They are working hard. They're finding jobs. They're finding housing. They're, you know, getting into education programs. They're doing all the things because this is the most precious treasure in their life, their children. And they've been given this amazing chance to get their family to a safe place, a place that they can grow from. And that's the role we play. And it's just, it's incredible to know that. And when you think about that, you know, the 40 to 60% of our kids are county, you know, they're on the open case list, they're being monitored, they're likely moving into foster care without good intervention. And, you know, that rate of keeping families together, that's been over $7 million we've saved in foster care costs in Cuyahoga County in the last 5 years alone.
Unbelievable.
So it's
numbers.
It's a taxpayer benefit.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
We, not only are we saving kids and families, we're saving this community resources to really make sure that we've got healthy, thriving families in our neighborhoods.
Unbelievable numbers and an incredible success rate. Natalie, thank you for the time.
Can't wait to hang with you on Friday.
Absolutely. I'll see you there.
See
Natalie
you there.
Leak,
bye.
President, CEO of Providence House.